Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's been nearly 2 months since the House impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for not doing what majority Republicans want him to do on the border. Speaker Mike Johnson was to send the impeachment articles to the Senate Wednesday, but will now wait until next week, trying to shore up support for a full trial in the Senate. Majority Leader Charles Schumer not saying what will happen.
We're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
He calls the whole thing absurd. Death by misadventure in Brownville, New York. Pediatrician Monica Woroniecki killed when wind blew open a door and she fell out of the trailer her husband was towing as they made their way to view Monday's solar eclipse. Fire in a large, mostly residential building in Hong Kong. Authorities say at least 5 people were killed and 27 more injured. This is ABC News. From Los Angeles, a bizarre and sad story. 3 members of one family found dead in 3 different places. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
In a gruesome crime spree, a man was found stabbed to death in his family's apartment. Neighbors said they heard arguing before the murder.
Their door was wide open. There was blood on the floor leading into their apartment.
Police sources tell ABC News it's believed he was killed by his wife, who then took the couple's 6-month-old and 9-year-old daughters and left them on the 405 freeway. The 6-month-old was found dead. The 9-year-old is alive. Then the mother slammed her car into a tree, killing herself. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A fire broke out in a home in Canton, Ohio during Monday's solar eclipse. A woman told arriving firefighters she thought her cat had accidentally turned on a burner on her stovetop. Firefighters rescued 37 cats from inside the house and doused the blaze. No injuries to the homeowner or her 37 cats. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series 1 game apiece. Game 3 of the 4-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus slash calf strain. Just curious, did he get an Achilles tendon test?
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
I asked, how high is the level of concern for Giannis?
That's a good question. High, I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies developing here in the overnight with light winds and lows in the lower 40s. For your Wednesday, we'll see a little more cloudiness starting to gather in the afternoon as some sprinkles and showers develop. Highs reaching the upper 60s. Showers Wednesday night. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our visit with Congressman Mark Botan and the ongoing question of whether Republicans can finally move an aid package for global hotspots.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Trump and the GOP are plotting a 2025 criminal probe of the Bidens. They're announcing it. We're gonna take down Joe Biden. We're gonna prosecute him the way Donald Trump's being prosecuted. That's the essence of it. This over at Axios.com, Stephen Newcomb writing. Excuse me. Republicans impeachment probe of President Biden is unraveling because of a lack of evidence, but their work could become the basis for federal investigations and even prosecutions of the Biden family if Donald Trump wins re-election, Axios has learned. Trump has vowed retribution, but people close to Trump are still plotting to use the Justice Department against Biden and his family. Biden was found to have some classified documents from his vice presidency, but he cooperated and returned those documents. But Trump is saying, hey, if you're going to come after me for having documents that I'm not supposed to have, go after Biden, too. He's, you know, said this on his Nazi-infested social media site over and over and over again. It's apples and oranges, of course. You know, the documents that Biden had, he didn't know that he had. It was an accident. As soon as he found them or discovered that he had them, he notified the FBI. They came and picked them up. Trump, on the other hand, stole cases of stuff that he thought he could sell. He goes on these rants about how Richard Nixon got $18 million for his presidential papers. And that's why we passed the law, right? in 75 or 74, 75, 76, right in there. You know, the Presidential Records Act to say, no, those do not belong to you, Mr. Former President. James Comer, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, is just all over this. This is interesting. What's really interesting about Comer, you know, I get it that, you know, like Jeff Teeter calls him a Comer pile, you know, that like he's not the brightest bulb in the tree. Gee whiz, golly, or whatever, you know. But And he has, you know, a little bit of a Kentucky accent that for some folks kind of feeds into that. But I think mostly it's that Comer is really not that bright. But the other thing that I think is interesting is that it got slipped. This was and it got almost no coverage in the media. But this came out about 2 weeks ago that Comer is selling a book. He's been shopping a book in New York and he might have already sold it. And the book is about his impeachment of Joe Biden. And that's why he was willing to hook up with a Russian spy or a Russian agent, intelligence agent, and take information from that Russian intelligence agent about Biden taking bribes in Ukraine that was completely fabricated. And that's why Comer was willing to hook up with a Chinese spy who was, you know, alleging other Biden sins, as it were. And you know, he's got no evidence, but he's so desperate to do this because he's got this book deal and he's thinking, hey, you know, that book might sell enough copies that I can make some serious money. He goes on, he said in a fundraising email last month that, quote, when President Trump returns to the White House, it's critical the new leadership at the DOJ have everything they need to prosecute the Biden crime family and deliver swift justice. You get this? Biden has not committed, to the best of my knowledge, any crimes at all. His son, you know, had kind of a screwed up life with alcohol and drugs and things like that. He has, to his credit, recovered from that, gotten himself sober, put his life back together. God bless him, right? I doubt there's a family in America that hasn't been touched by the damage of addiction. But, you know, they're just, you know, it's just like when they impeached Mayorkas, right? Trump basically said to them, they're coming after me, you need to go after them. They impeached me, you need to impeach them. So they tried to impeach Biden, but they couldn't find a crime. So instead, they impeached his HHS or his Department of Homeland Security, DHS secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, and said, oh, he's not doing the job that he needs to be doing down at the border, which is just complete BS. I mean, Mayorkas is doing everything he can. It's Congress. It's Republicans, specifically Republicans in Congress. And this is a distinction that is almost always lost in the mainstream corporate media. They always say, oh, Congress wouldn't pass the law. No, Republicans in Congress wouldn't pass, you know, for example, this bill that was negotiated with James Lankford of Oklahoma to strengthen the border and to hire 3,000 new Border Patrol officers and immigration officials. Republicans just didn't want to do it. So it's like this whole thing is just, I don't know, it's out of control. All right, moving along. Meet the secretive rich funding efforts to keep others poor. This is pretty amazing, you know, when you think about it. In the United States, since Reagan imposed neoliberalism on our country, and I wrote an entire book about this, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, and how Reaganomics gutted America's middle class. Since Reagan threw us into neoliberalism, what we have seen is a steady increase in the wealth of the top 1% of Americans and a steady decrease in the wealth, resources, income, all of the above, of the bottom 80% of us, or maybe 90% of us. I mean, it's bouncing up now thanks to a lot of things that Joe Biden is doing. The wealth is actually on the low end of the scale is actually going up pretty fast. But still, the billionaires are getting richer and the multimillionaires and the millionaires are getting richer and richer every single day. And along with that, the poor are getting poorer. We're seeing homelessness like we've never seen before in this country. I mean, maybe we saw this kind of level of homelessness during the Republican Great Depression in the 1930s, but I doubt it was even that serious then. People took people into their homes, you know, people made it through. But now, so in an effort to do something about this, a number of cities and towns have experimented with universal basic income, which is basically where, you know, you give poor people a certain amount of cash, typically $500 to $2,000 a month, with no strings attached, and just, you know, let them work out their life. And what the research has found is that in the vast majority of cases, I mean, yes, there's the occasional person who just uses it to go out and buy cocaine, but the vast majority of cases, people are using this money to stabilize their living situation, to pay their rent, to buy more nutritious food, to help educate their kids, to buy books and you know, things like that. They become more involved in their community. I mean, it's just a healthy thing. But there is this group of very rich individuals, I call them morbidly rich individuals, who are hell-bent for leather on saying, we should never give free money to anybody. I don't care how poor they are, because that money comes from me, the rich individuals, and the rich individuals do not want the poor people to be getting their money. I mean, it's really that simple. This is just greed. Very anti-Christian greed on steroids. In February, lawmakers in Arizona, home to the nation's fourth largest homeless rate. This is from Sam Pizzagatti over at Common Dreams, by the way. Passed a bill that bans, quote, any program where persons are provided with regular periodic cash payments they can use for any purpose, end quote. You get this? Republicans in Arizona passed, you know, pushed legislation through. Now, I believe they've got a Democratic governor there now. So I doubt it's going to go into law. But in Iowa, one GOP state legislator is calling such basic income efforts socialism on steroids, Sam writes. The sponsor of another move to ban basic income, South Dakota's John Wick, is charging that basic income plans amount to, quote, a one-way ticket to government dependency. In February, lawmakers in Arizona, as of the end of February, lawmakers in four other states had introduced bills with similar bans. And so, you know, Sam asked the question, who's driving this nationally coordinated move to end experiments in basic income? These wealthy people have been bankrolling an outfit that calls itself the Foundation for Government Accountability. And it is, according to this report, quote, a lobbying group with a billionaire-fueled junk science record every American should know about, end quote. And among the founder's prime funders, the hard-right billionaires Richard and Liz Ulin, the nation's fourth largest contributors to political campaigns. So other major government for accountability funders include assorted deep-pocketed entities with a history, notes Climate Investigation Center Director Ken Davies, of hating regulation and trying to stop any progress on things like climate change because they see it as almost a step toward communism. Right. You would think that when people get rich, I mean really rich, like the Ulins are billionaires, that they might have a little compassion for the rest of us. But it seems like it goes the opposite direction. It's the Beamer effect, you know, the more expensive the car, the more likely the driver is to behave badly in traffic. It seems to cross all different sectors of behavior.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Biden has a new plan to relieve student debt. I'll tell you about that for 20 million people. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. Welcome back. Biden makes another pitch for student loan relief, but challenges loom. That's the headline over at the Washington Post today. President Biden on Monday, yesterday, laid out plans to forgive some or all student loans for more than 30 million Americans, trying to expand on his administration's work to reduce debt burdens, but offering a narrow path for forgiveness than a plan that was struck down by the Supreme Court. He said, too many Americans, especially young people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for a college degree. This was in Madison, Wisconsin. Biden said this. The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that a lot can't repay it for even decades after being in school. Since taking office, Biden has forgiven $140 billion worth of student loans to 4 million people. And now he's proposing to reduce student debt for another 30 million people. But last week, nearly a dozen state attorneys general sued. They filed a lawsuit to stop any repayment plans by President Biden. And, you know, the last time they did this, it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, we agree with the Republicans. You know, student debt should stay on the books. These people should, you know, pay it back with their own, you know, et cetera. The plan focuses on select groups of borrowers, those who owe more than they originally borrowed because of interest, those who have been paying for at least 20 to 25 years, those who attended career training programs that led to high debt loads or low earnings, those who are eligible for existing forgiveness programs but never applied, and those experiencing hardship. A key feature is the planned elimination of up to $20,000, this is from the Washington Post, in accrued interest for borrowers, regardless of their income. Single borrowers earning less than $120,000 or married couples earning less than $240,000 could qualify to have all of their accrued interest forgiven if they are enrolled in an income-driven repayment plan. This is what Joe Biden does. This is what Democrats do. We're going to reduce the debt, and this is going to be a stimulus to the United States. These people, if they're not paying loan payments, they can buy a house, they can start a family, they can start a business, they can do the things that people do when they have a little economic breathing room. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. All righty, picking up your calls here, Mark in Brennan, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my issue, I just have two suggestions on the MTG nicknames you asked for a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think Mean Taylor Green or Marjorie Failure Green.
Oh, I like those. Okay. So what do you want to talk about today?
So I'm a boomer like you, maybe a little younger, but I can't talk to my generation. Here's an example. Back during the 2016 primary season, one of my colleagues in Chicago, really right-wing, to the right of Reagan even, he gets on the phone and we're chatting and he goes, you know, I kind of like that Bernie guy. So there was nothing about issues. This is all ad hominem. How do you talk to people that don't even understand what the issues are?
Well, it's interesting, Mark, because when I lived during that primary, I was living in Washington, D.C. and at the Capitol Yacht Club. I was living on a boat in a marina. And probably 20%, 30% of the people who lived in that marina were ex-military, most of them Navy, some of them actually in active duty. And I 7 or 8 of these people who were hardcore Republican voters were all voted for Bernie in the primary. And it was because they liked what he had to say. They liked his policies.
Well, I know this guy didn't like his policies because he's a right-wing maniac. He just liked the older white guy, I think.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. No, yeah. I thought Trump, you know, Trump stole a bunch of Bernie's policies, essentially. You know, Bernie said he wanted to have, you know, health care for everybody. Trump said he was going to cancel Obamacare and give everybody much better health care. Trump said that he was going to stop foreign imports. Bernie says he's going to stop foreign imports. Trump said he was going to support labor. Bernie says he supports labor. I mean, you know, Trump was lying through his teeth in every instance, but he campaigned in about half of his platform was Bernie's platform. So that may have something to do with it. Mark, I got to run.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
From the Mississippi,
from the heart of the San Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Marie's radio station.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. Many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
one thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's been nearly 2 months since the House impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for not doing what majority Republicans want him to do on the border. Speaker Mike Johnson was to send the impeachment articles to the Senate Wednesday, but will now wait until next week, trying to shore up support for a full trial in the Senate. Majority Leader Charles Schumer not saying what will happen.
We're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
He calls the whole thing absurd. Death by misadventure in Brownville, New York. Pediatrician Monica Woroniecki killed when wind blew open a door and she fell out of the trailer her husband was towing as they made their way to view Monday's solar eclipse. Fire in a large, mostly residential building in Hong Kong. Authorities say at least 5 people were killed and 27 more injured. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison Monday.
I think we all in this room share one goal. Give everybody a fair shot. Just a shot. Freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies developing here the overnight with light winds and lows in the lower 40s. For your Wednesday, we'll see a little more cloudiness starting to gather in the afternoon as some sprinkles and showers develop. Highs reaching the upper 60s, showers Wednesday night. Currently 46 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of that debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. You can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. You can stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com, zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions, zapmydebt.com. Okay, breaking news here out of Arizona. Oops, hang on just a second. Let me get back to it. This is amazing. The Arizona Supreme Court, Arizona's turning blue kind of slowly, but it's a big but. Every single one of the justices on their Supreme Court, that's five men and two women, were appointed by Republicans. And these justices just ruled, I mean, literally minutes ago, that all abortions are now illegal in Arizona. Arizona used to have a 15-week ban, but now it's all abortions, except for to save a woman's life. In fact, the justices wrote in their opinion, quote, "Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal, and that additional criminal and regulatory sanctions may apply." Really? This comes after Florida's court essentially did the same thing, you know, effective next month. And in a separate move, the high court in Tennessee, in Tallahassee, allowed an amendment enshrining the right to the procedure to go on the November ballot. I find this just fascinating. Republicans are just shooting themselves in the foot with this. And I'm expecting you're going to see massive voter turnout in Arizona this fall. So, what's on your mind? Steve in Perryville, Missouri. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Before I get to my subject, yeah, you're right, because the women are actually going to make sure Joe Biden wins.
I think so.
You're right about stabbing them themselves in the foot every day. Yeah, and I think the judges, I know, they know it too. So I believe they're actually on our side. You know what I mean? To get the thing going.
No, they're not. One of these judges wrote on Facebook that, and he recused himself as a result of it, but from this decision, it was six of them that made the decision. But he wrote on Facebook that abortion is the worst Holocaust in the history of humankind. These are true believers. They think that they're saving babies.
You would think that he would be smart enough to realize that if Biden remains in there, he's going to seat more Supreme Court justices.
They don't care.
Which is only going to benefit us.
Right. They don't care, though. They don't care what the consequences of their actions are. They just this is a moral issue for them. These are true believers. These are people who believe that you know, God is telling them what to do. And they can't pay attention to humans' laws and, you know, all that kind of thing. They've got to do what God wants. And, you know, whether they're Catholics listening to the Pope or whether they're evangelicals listening to their local televangelist, that's where they're at, Steve. But that's not what you called about. You called about Ukraine, didn't you?
That is correct. Okay. You and probably all your listeners would agree that this conflict with Ukraine and Russia is an existential threat to the entire world.
So I agree. When you look at it, could trip off World War III.
That's correct. And, you know, I just heard this morning that the president is like all out of options until the election, if we can win. And I believe there's one option that he hasn't tried, I don't think. You know, progressives have multi-billionaires as well. And I was thinking, well, how about our government? I give them an IOU with interest because it will affect them as well, their corporations.
That would be considered an appropriation. That requires Congress. The only government entity that can spend money or raise taxes is Congress, period.
No, I'm talking about a donation to our government.
From who? From American billionaires?
That is correct.
Well, we're trying to come up with $60 to $80 billion for Ukraine here. I would be surprised if...
Well, how much is Warren Buffett worth?
Well, I'm not sure Warren Buffett is all that gung-ho for Democrats. You know, he's kind of in the middle. He's not very politically active, you know. But most of these guys...
If World War III happens, it's going to affect them as well. I mean, they can't hide from the radiation and the bomb.
Well, many of them actually are buying and building bomb shelters and old missile silos. They're building little underground cities and things. But notwithstanding that, you know, I don't disagree with your analysis, Steve, but I just, you know, there's no way that billionaires are going to be funding this, or that they should. I mean, this Mike Johnson is not doing his job. It's just that simple. The majority of members of Congress, the majority of Republicans even in Congress, want aid to Ukraine. And here's Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, holding it up. And just because they want to kowtow to Donald Trump and to Vladimir Putin. And that's a real problem. Steve, thanks for the call. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I got a symbolic interpretation of the eclipse yesterday.
Okay.
It was a visitation from Mother God. You know, the moon represents Mother God, and it occurred on Moon Day, Monday, and it was to cool off this heating from climate change, this Earth, and also to cool off these two wars in the Ukraine and Israel. So if we would ask our ministers to explain Jeremiah 44:18 that talks about the Queen of Heaven, and they got rid of Mother God, if we bring her back, now in Asia she's Lady Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy. This world needs mercy. So symbolically, she visited us and put a shadow on us to try to indicate that this earth, there's some places that need to be cooled off, these two hot wars and this climate change. And so the Holy Spirit originally was Mother God, and these misogynists got rid of Mother God, and we got to bring her back and adore women and make society work for the good of women, like people that worship Mother God do that. So symbolic representation, let's spread the word that Mother God wants to come back and be adored and worshiped.
I like it. Keno, thank you very much. That's great. Good talking to you. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yes, Tom, you know, you're saying, and you said even the show, and you've repeated this, that, you know, people that vote against their economic self-interests are not really intelligent voters in a lot of ways, and I certainly agree. Now, I'm middle class, and I support things that are good for me economically, and I oppose things that aren't good for me. And this is why I would absolutely oppose a universal basic income for those, you know, on the bottom 20% of this country, because if you pay them thousands of dollars in cash that they wouldn't normally see, this is definitely going to increase demand, and that's going to increase our already high inflation for the middle class. And that's unacceptable in itself if the middle class doesn't get anything commensurate. And no matter how you pay for this, the middle class will be harmed, because if you say you're going to just tax the corporations or unearned income, that's really going to hurt middle class retirement benefits. So I'm taking your advice, Tom, and voting for my economic self-interest, or supporting things that help my interest and opposing them that don't. And for that reason, I would say most middle class people would be, you know, totally against an unrestricted cash, you know, universal income, because it would definitely hurt us.
So, number one, the alternative would be to raise the minimum wage and let people unionize. That would cover about half of it, because a lot of these people are the working poor, and expand welfare programs. But I disagree with your premise, Tom. You're right that if we passed out cash to a bunch of people in the bottom 20%, that it would stimulate the economy. But economic stimulus doesn't have to produce inflation. Inflation is you know, the result of too much demand chasing too few goods. But we've got our economy back together again. We're manufacturing again in this country. There's plenty of goods and there's plenty of services. I don't think it would work that way.
I think you're absolutely wrong, Tom. First of all, inflation is still too high. We don't have our economy 100% back together.
No, but we're getting there. And inflation's around 3%. And 3% was considered a good number by Alan Greenspan. I mean, that's what he was trying to keep it to during
2%'s optimum.
Well, maybe.
2%'s optimum.
I think 2% is frankly too low.
And this is increase on a huge increase that we've seen what happens before when you had the – and it can't not help but hurt the middle class, Tom.
Yeah. No, that's
you
wrong,
say
Tom.
Not,
it would help the middle class because you're not going to have homeless people. You're not going to have people falling into addiction. You're not going to have people falling into desperate circumstances because of their poverty. You're going to increase, essentially, the middle class, the lower middle class. And that's a good thing for everybody. You're going to see less crime. No, this is what the studies show. When you look at what has happened, these people who get this kind of aid, by and large, start getting housing, start getting jobs, start go back to school, start putting their lives together. That benefits all of us, Tom. It benefits absolutely all of us. No, you're wrong. And that's that. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. It's your media support group for We the People, the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Trump just lost his second effort to postpone his election interference trial. It's going to get interesting next week.
Broadcasting from the city of Lake.
Well, not really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK's radio station. Amory's radio station.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olson were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love the taste, and so will yours. Save up to 54% off your first order at Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Patty in Newark, New York. Hey, Patty, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to find out if you've talked much about the affordable connectivity plan. Spectrum is what we have in this area, and they've decided, I guess, the government is no longer funding for some states. I've heard some states say that they are, and in New York, where I am, they're not funding that anymore. It was a $30 credit per month on your internet service.
Did that start during the pandemic, Patty?
Yes, it did.
So that's one of those bills, one of those pieces of legislation that the Democrats have been trying to get renewed that the Republicans have been stalling and fighting on.
Oh, I see. I was just wondering if something happened, but basically the Republicans don't want...
Well, that's what happened. The Republicans took control of the House of Representatives 16 months ago.
Yeah. Yes, okay. All right. Well, that's
sorry,
crazy.
But isn't thanks for the terrible call. Yeah, good talking to you, Patty. Sir. Thank you, Paul in Toledo, Ohio. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I don't know. I got a couple of things on my mind. Number one is the Project 2025.
Okay.
If this is important and dangerous, which I think it is, why is it not being discussed more in the Senate, Congress, on the news? We should be hearing about this big time if we're going to stop it.
Yeah, I don't think you can stop it. I mean, this is a private organization. Actually, it's a coalition of private organizations kind of overseen, kind of an umbrella being the Heritage Foundation. And they can do anything they want. I mean, you know, you and I could get together, Paul, and we could create a Project 2025, too, with completely different contents, of course. But it doesn't mean that anybody would pay attention to it unless Joe Biden came out and said, yeah, I'm going to do that. Trump, I'm not sure that Trump has actually said he's going to put into place Project 2025, but people around him certainly have. And so the way to discuss it would be in the context of, you know, a Trump presidency and the downside to us. It's pretty radical stuff.
I don't think it much matters who they put in. If it's a Republican, they're going to go with it.
That's correct. And they've said that, Paul. They've said that. This is for the next Republican administration. It might be this year. It might be in 4 years.
The other issue I have is with the Christian right is way off base, and more people that are true Christians need to get out and start pushing it back, because to me, Christianity is the followers of Christ. They're not supposed to be going to the Old Testament and finding all this junk that they're throwing out. It's Jesus said he didn't come to abolish the law, he came to fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you fulfill something, you're done with it.
Yeah. And that's the essence of Matthew, the first Matthew, 5 through 8, the Sermon on the Mount, and Matthew 25, it's just, it's pretty straightforward. You know, feed the hungry, protect the children, house the homeless, heal the sick.
Love, empathy, sympathy, and inclusion. He didn't teach hatred and what false prophets.
He was the original DEI guy.
That's it. He was woke.
There you go.
Listen to Ron DeSantis. He was woke.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus was the original liberal. He really and truly was. Paul, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Your points are well taken. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, good morning again, Professor. Hey, the bad news and the good news. The bad news is that I just heard this morning that some court deemed the ban on high-capacity magazines on the guns here in the state of Washington as unconstitutional.
Right.
So it's going to go to higher court. And I don't know correct information. I heard the Washington State Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So, that's the bad news. The good news, Professor, I have not heard of any human sacrifice that took place during the totality of the eclipse.
Well, like, there's still time to find the bodies, you know.
All right, Professor, thank you.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is convinced that this is, a sign that the end is nigh, and, we all need to fall on our knees and pray, and, it's hard to know how much of what she says, and the people like her, is, sincere versus just theater to try to get on Fox News. It's wild. But, yeah.
Well, Tom, the fact that Lauren Boebert, I guess, got reelected for her district in Colorado.
Yeah, well, it was a year and a half ago. I think she's going to lose this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's changed districts, and I think that she's going to be like a fish out of water.
God, man, what next, Tom? I don't know.
Raining out of the sky?
I don't know.
Plagues of locusts?
I tell everybody about Free Speech TV. I always have to let you know that.
There you go. Well, thank you, Charles. Okay. Good. That's really important. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Norman Ohler is going to be with us. He's got a new book about LSD and the CIA and Nazi Germany.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A New York appeals judge rejected